October 7th through October 8th, walking through Maasai country. Dropped us off at Impakai Crater, and we walked to the floor of the crater with a guide. Drove through incredibly dusty roads to get there, and we are both covered from head to toe with dirt. Did drive through a beautiful high valley with zebra, gazelle, and a martial eagle, largest in the world. The crater is mist-filled at the top and has thousands of flamingos at the floor. We were the only ones there. It was great to see them take off. They run with their legs going full blast until liftoff, splashing the water. The hike out was very steep and Jeff was a little wiped. Then we met Priscus for a dusty drive down to Narube, a Maasai village high on the flank. We started a 10-kilometer hike to Acacia Campsite, which was just a hillside in the middle of a beautiful acacia forest next to a 3-hut Maasai village, which supposedly had leopards, chewies. The hike through the big village was very pretty and interesting. Lots of Maasai came to greet us, wanting money for picks or bracelets. Had a great view of their sacred mountain, which is an active volcano, Oldonyo Langai. It was a long walk, about 10 kilometers, I'm guessing. Our Maasai guide carried a 6-pack of beer, eggs, and our lantern all the way. Great campsite, and some local Maasai teenagers spent 5 hours staring at us. They loved putting on our sunglasses, seeing themselves through the digital camera and video, and trying chewing gum. They swallowed it. Next day, we had another 10 kilometers down closer to Lake Natron. Great views of the volcano, but hot and tough walking because the dirt was like sand. The donkeys followed us. We hung out with the Maasai while we waited for Priscus. He drove us down to a nice campsite near Lake Natron, right next to a river, which cuts through layers of volcanic rocks and sediment. We hiked up a canyon to some great waterfalls and got clean for the first time in 6 days. I forgot to mention that I was dirtier than I have ever been the day before because of the Jeep ride. And these Maasai guys watched in fascination as I took a sponge bath. We could stand under these falls and we had to walk through the river to get there. Very pretty. Had killy time by the river after and hung out after dinner as the bats did flybys. October 9th. Sleeping in a bed tonight. Got filthy again on the 5-hour ride back across horrible roads. The driving has been tough. We went to Lake Natron in the morning and looked at the flamingos and volcano. Not much else to report, other than it was one hell of a trip and glad to be clean. Off to Ruaha for more safari in southern Tanzania. So that hike through Maasai country was way cool. So we left Ngorongoro and we drove for a ways and we drove up to this crater, the top of the crater. And as I mentioned, I remember that drive through this valley. It was very high valley, and it was just cool to see wildlife up there, like zebras and stuff. And remember seeing that eagle. And then we got to the edge of this crater, and it was really jungle-like. It was, you know, just green and green vegetation. And Priscus dropped us off with this guide who didn't speak any English. And I think all we said was Asante Sana and Jambo for like the next, you know, whatever time we spent with him. But he had a gun. And he was really proud of this gun. It was like this big gun, rifle. And it was for the Cape buffalo. They're not water buffalo. But apparently that was a danger. Like if you came across one of those in the jungle, they would run you over and kill you apparently. So Luckily, we did not see any of those because I kind of doubt this guy would have done anything for us. But I mean, he's a good guy. But anyway, it was a beautiful experience because it was misty at the top, and you descend through this jungle on a narrow trail, and it's this dark green vegetation, and you could see the mist running down the side of the inside of the crater, or up it, I can't remember which, but it was moving. And you could see as we got lower and you could come through the cloud or mist layer, you'd see this brown lake, and there was nothing but pink flamingos, like thousands of them. And we walked down there and watched the flamingos take off and land, and it's just nice, you know, peaceful. And then we hiked back up, and it was kind of a tough climb up, then we met Priscus, and he drove us then to this Maasai village, sort of on the other side of that crater, but still high up in the mountains. And it's not really mountainous, you know, it's hard to describe. It's you know, you're on like the crest of a mountain range, I guess you'd say. It's flat. It's like a plateau. It is high. So it was cool to see this village in the middle of nowhere, and we were the only Turons there. I don't think these villagers saw people that often, but they knew enough to come up to us and ask for us to take their pictures and ask us for money and to take pictures with them. And we did this walk, which was pretty long. I remember along the way that we would walk with goats, like they were just, and Jeff was, I remember Jeff picked up this little stick, like a foot long stick, and he was like herding the goats like along the way, like a good Maasai, I guess he thought. And it was, I don't know why it cracked me up, but just to see him with this little tiny stick herding these goats. But we finally got to our destination, which was basically a side of a hill in this pretty cool acacia forest. And there was a couple huts nearby. I don't think we could even see them, but like out of nowhere, these three Maasai guys show up, and they're these teenagers. And by the way, we had a guide, and he, like I said, took all our stuff on his back, like our beer. We had a six pack of beer and eggs. I think he cooked us eggs for dinner and fried up some eggs for us. But we were big news when we got to this town, you know, or village. And so these three Maasai teenagers that live there, came out and hung out with us. And as we set up our camp and our tent, and we were filthy, and you know, we just like took a sponge bath, and we literally looked almost black. And as we, you know, uncovered the dirt, you know, I think they were kind of amazed at how white we were, especially me. I saw pictures recently of this as I was looking through my pics, and man, I was white. And and we would take pictures of them and show them their pictures, and they would like laugh and giggle, and they point at each other and like basically haze one another, you know. And I remember like they took a picture once, and one guy's like thigh was kind of showing through, and they were like all laughing at him for that. And then they wanted to wear our sunglasses, so I have these great pictures of them with our sunglasses on and looking all serious. And yeah, and then like I think there was an older guy there too, and I remember like Jeff and I went to bed, and they were like having a great party out there, you know. And I think we gave them a couple beers, and we had our Bill beers, Kilimanjaro beers, and boy, those taste good. And remember, it was a pretty sunset looking through the acacia trees, and yeah, it was pretty cool. And then the next day we walked out and down. And the whole time, by the way, when we were doing that walk, you could see this volcano, and it's a sacred mountain for those Maasai. So, and it's just this classic, you know, volcano shaped mountain, kind of dry. Everything is dry there, kind of black rock with golden grass. And anyway, when we got down finally, kind of to the flat area, at the edge of this huge lake called Lake Natron, we had to wait for Priscus. And I remember this woman had come up to meet us in the camp, and she had the donkeys. And so I remember as we were waiting for Priscus, she and our guide were talking, and it was a little bit of a National Geographic moment, because she did cover up, but like I think she wouldn't normally have been covered up, so she didn't cover up much. But Jeff, I remember the way she would, her mannerisms and the way she would speak, like they were having a conversation, and instead of her saying yes, yes, you know, like affirmative and all that, she would just kind of go, he'd say something and she'd go, and he'd say something and she'd go, I don't know why. That just, I never heard that mannerism. It was interesting to, you know, the little things you see from different cultures. You know, not really saying much, just kind of an acknowledgement. And then this Lake Natron, Priscus picked us up, and it was another big lake. And again, we're the only ones there. And they had this cool little river, and we had a campsite right by there. And then another guy took us through the river, like through this canyon area. It was really cool. We like had to walk through the river, and there were all these waterfalls coming down through the canyon, and there's all this like this lush vegetation on the sides of the rocks, and I mean, God knows what kind of like snakes were in there or whatever, but we got to the end and there's this big waterfall, and yeah, it was cool. We like, you know, that was a pretty nice shower going under that waterfall. And then I remember we had a good night at the campsite. I just remember the campsite very well, and we're having our Kilimanjaro. We had Tusker beer and Kilimanjaro, but we called it Killy time, and we're having our Killy time and just, you know, fire and, you know, just chilling and relaxing and talking. It was just great. You know, these bats are flying all around, and yeah, it was cool experience. And that was the last night of our first safari, basically, you know, this camping safari. We went to, like three different, parks, and we did this walk through Maasai country. So then the next day, it was a long ass drive back to Nairobi, and it wasn't easy, as my journal entry points out. It's just a lot of bouncing around, and I remember we did go past one other village, and I have this memory, a couple of memories. We were going through this brush, and there was like this young little kid, kind of in between the trees. You could see him walking his goats, kind of like a ghost. But then when we got to the village, you know, you could see all the women and children, and they were out washing up through like a creek. And another National Geographic moment. And this woman, I mean, she was perfect. That's all I'm going to say. That's why I remember it. And yeah, then we got back to Nairobi, and then we were off to our next safari in southern Tanzania, which I'll talk about in the next journal posting.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.